Is everyone back?
All right, guys, my pumpkin.
Okay, all right. I'd like to call the June 2nd Newtown Borough Council work session to order. Please join me in a moment of silence, followed by the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, I do have one amendment to the agenda, which is that I'm removing the joint traffic committee discussion, and that will be moved to next week. Bob will be having to leave us promptly at 8. And the solicitor has a couple of items which he will cover under his report. Are there any other amendments to the agenda? Anyone else? Okay, public to be heard. Anyone else? No. Okay. All right. Mr. Mayor?
Well, I'd just like to say that we had a very uneventful parade on Memorial Day. I think it went very well. The number of veterans that were there, I think, were appreciative of the fact that the borough approved the parade route and got things done. We also had a very good baseball game. The antique baseball game, I thought, went very well. And it was wonderful to see the number of people that were in the outfield and participated in stands. From that standpoint, I think it turned out to be a good day and was nice and sunny. So from that standpoint, I need a motion to approve a special event application for Movies in the Park, sponsored by the Recreation Board, with movies to be held on Wednesdays, June 23rd, 30th, July 14th, July 21st, from 7 to approximately 10 p.m. max at Linton Memorial Park. Rain dates are the following evening.
I so move.
So we have a second. All right. I know I, for one, am thrilled that we're able to do this. Do we have any questions or comment? Any public comment? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
Thank you, Council President. That's all I have for this evening.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As I noted at the beginning, we are moving the discussion to establish a joint traffic committee with Newtown Township next Tuesday's meeting. We have an updated contract with Remington and Vernick Engineers to include an intern at the rate of $50 an hour when an intern is made available, that therefore the intern will have an hourly cost in their the attachment B, which is their fee schedule. So I'm hoping everyone got a chance to see that. It's very simple and straightforward. The rest of the agreement is as stands. I will need a motion to approve the amended fee schedule.
I move to approve the amended fee schedule to the contract.
Bob, could you kindly add with Remington Vernick Engineers?
So amended.
And also include for zoning and zoning administration and building code inspection services. Would you amend it for that?
Oh, yes.
Yes, okay. Not to be confused with our other engineer.
True. Very true. Yes.
The reason I paused for a moment is this is the motion to approve the contract is entirety, correct?
No, we have a new attachment B, and attachment B is what has their rates. So that way they have their overall contract, and rather than saying rewriting the contract if the fees change, you can just change that. So the contract references attachment B. So we're only voting on a new attachment B.
Okay.
Okay, the old one only had the rate for a planner and the rate for the zoning and code enforcement and inspections.
I move to approve the amendment to the contract to include the new Schedule B as identified in the document to the Remington contract.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work?
I think that works.
It works.
Yeah. Remington Vernon.
You're just amending the fee schedule, so you don't need to say anything else about what is in the original contract.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll second it.
All right. Judy, is that clear for you? I know we went around a little bit and you've got to write up the actual motion.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. All right, we have a second and a motion. Any discussion or questions? Any public comment? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes. Motion passes. All right, next we have the 112 Court Street Park / Burton Hand Lot 2, which will need a name. We have a project update, a banner proposal under Julia, and then carriage house repair discussion under Sue. So I'm gonna hand it over to Julia first, and then Julia, when you're finished, hand it over to Sue, please.
Okay, so I have an update on how the project is going. Been working with the landscape architect to develop the final design for the park. We're getting close. You should be seeing that shortly. So we're still in the design phase. we have a tentative timeline for the park, which has the project going out to bid for the construction, probably somewhere in December, with the construction to start hopefully sometime in the spring. And as you know, anything that's involved with government and agency review and so on always takes longer than you think, but this is how we're working. So that seems to be going okay. But then there are a couple things to add to that. First is that I'm applying for another grant to help cover the costs of the park. It's a grant being offered by Giant Food Markets that is encouraging community parks and plantings and so on and so forth. So I'm hoping to get that together this month. The second thing is that I took a look at the park today, and as has been brought to our attention several times over the last year, the fence is looking very shabby. And last fall, when we were in the midst of the COVID pandemic and social distancing, we had talked a little bit about the possibility of getting some volunteers to paint the fence, but that just didn't happen. But we're in a better time now. We're also earlier in the year. And I was wondering how council felt. I was proposing that we aren't going to do any repairing to the fence right now, because chances are, well, actually fixing the fence and repairing what needs to be repaired is all part of the work that would be done once we have a contractor on board. But it does need a coat of paint. And then I was thinking if we could get some volunteers to come out on a day, wash the fence down with TSP or something like that to get the green and the dirt and everything off it, and then just put a nice coat of white on it, it will look a whole lot nicer. And I'm just wondering how council feels about that. I'd be happy to organize it, but I thought that we could get the community involved, maybe the rec board, maybe the EAC, maybe all of you and your children. I think if everybody had a 2-inch roller, we could get this done in like an afternoon.
Excuse me a second, Julia. Sure. I've been approached by a Boy Scout who's looking for an Eagle Scout project.
That's a good one too. Yeah.
Group 29. So I can pass that along to him.
Sure.
I've given him, one idea already, but now that this is coming up, that would be a good Eagle Scout project.
The only caution I have is that there can't be any rebuilding at this point. It's just sprucing it up, and it's very temporary. I know the Boy Scouts always want some kind of project that's going to last into perpetuity.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, this could be like, if the Boy Scouts want to come do a community project, just like to get points or something, or Girl Scouts want to do it, a badge.
You get a badge, but it's definitely not a an award project. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not something that's going to get.
But we should keep them and keep it in mind. I know a few years ago we got our flag box, and a few years ago we got the flag, the wall around the flag over at Lindenberg.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks, Corky.
Mr. Mayor, we would supply the materials. They would supply the labor.
Correct. Or they get the materials donated and they do both. But I think the fact that it, as Julia said, that they look for something that's more permanent than just a coat of paint, I think would probably dissuade the fact that they would want to take this on as a project for an Eagle Scout project.
Right. And originally last year, we were also thinking that we didn't want to because we thought maybe this coming spring we would be fixing it up. But of course, you know, the pandemic kind of slowed everything down. So I would definitely be on board with sprucing it up just to get through this year and having it look nicer and not looking decrepit and questionable while people wonder what's happening.
The fact that we would clean off the mold and paint there will reduce the cost of repairing the slats. So we will be able to preserve it better and reduce our cost down the road. So that's an added feature.
Right. So do we need a motion on that, or shall I just do it?
Just do it.
Mike, do we need a motion, or just go ahead and do this?
I think you can just go ahead and do it.
All right, okay.
We have funds in our budget to cover paint and things like that,
Julie. Yeah, but I guess the question is, do we need a motion for the cost of the paint?
No, because we have a budget. As long as we're under 12,000, we don't have to
bid it out. Yeah, if we just use our maintenance. So okay,
but it's going to be.
And when you approve your expenditures later on, that's when you're approving the spending of the money on this. But just directing it, it's a budgeted item. There are no budget transfers. You're okay.
Okay. So, and second, I'm moving on to banner proposal now. I get lots of questions about, well, when are we getting the park, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now that we're talking about, construction starting, a year from now, I'd like to propose that we get a banner to hang on the Court Street side on the fence that says something like coming soon, has perhaps the picture that I'm sitting in front of right now, and then the acknowledgement of our funders, because we always have to tell everybody where we got our money, and just say like, coming in 2022, a new park or whatever. I haven't quite designed the whole thing yet, but I'm expecting that it would be a banner that's like, I don't know, maybe 2.5 feet by 5 feet, if that.
Julia, I was speaking with a banner company, a letter painter today, because I'm looking for somebody to paint the new letters on the Borough Hall when we paint it, and also to refurbish the sign. So I have a contact for you. I'll send it to you tomorrow.
Okay, well, I've worked with a local printer too, and I actually called to get cost and talked about materials, and it sounds like it was run somewhere around $7 a square foot. So, whatever, two times
you five. You and I will carry this out tomorrow, okay?
Okay, so,
As long as we follow our own sign and banner ordinance.
Well, that's why I brought it up, because our ordinance says that you can have, the size of the banner is well within what's allowed, because I think that you can have a maximum of 8 feet long or something and 4 feet deep or however that is. So it's within that, but also we generally are approving banners only to be up for like 30 days. And I'm talking about a banner that's likely going to be up the better part of the year. So I'm expecting that council might have to make a motion to approve its own banner on the park to advertise what's coming.
I'm wondering if we don't want to take it down once it starts getting stormy and snowy in the wintertime, and it's covered with snow anyway, and nobody's wondering why they can't go in there. It's going to get a little bit ragged.
Right. Well, I think it should go up soon. And I was hoping, obviously it needs to be up through market day, because that's when everybody's interested in what's going on.
Right.
But, and also we wouldn't hang it before we painted the fence, but it's going to be up for quite a while, but it's certainly more than 30 days. So,
Yeah.
So that So do we need a motion to approve our own banner? Mike's shaking his head.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I think you're okay. You're fine putting this up. I don't think this is not like you're building something and you have to follow your own zoning ordinance. I think the borough can put this banner up and doesn't need to. It would be almost silly in a way of approving it when you're the body making the decision and putting it up. So no motion is necessary.
Yeah, the only real restriction is we can't put it over a state highway. So we could not put it on State Street or Washington.
Well, it's going to be on court. It's going to be on our fence. So it's not crossing the road. Yeah. Okay. All right. And I will, I'll get that designed and get it printed and off we'll go. Thanks.
Great. Thanks.
Okay, those are my two items.
I have a question for you, Julia, before mm-hmm. I talk about the repairs. We keep talking about a name for this, and I'm wondering if that's a good thing to have as a contest, if you will, for residents to come up with names of the park.
Sure. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
And get the Newtown Historic Association really perhaps involved in options. You know, do you call it the Shadrach Wally Park or Wally Park or something like that? Because he was the original owner and he's the reason why we purchased it. My only parameter on that would be to include the Historic Association in sharing initial information and ideas and then throw it to the public.
Well, right. Or we can put something on the website so if you have an idea for the park and give a little history of it and let people come up with
it. If the history is with it, that's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. So, shall we put something, I'll give Judy something and she can put up and we can.
We need a way to gather, I guess people submit it. We can talk about that.
Mechanics. I mean, need to do this formally at.
And we'll figure it out. And then at our next meeting, we'll announce exactly how one does it and we'll get the word out.
Okay.
So the carriage house clearly needs some repairs and we're focusing on the outside right now. I had an appointment with a roofer today, but he had a conflict. He ended up being a couple hours late. So we're going to meet tomorrow afternoon to look at the roof and see what work he thinks needs to be done on it. There's some rotting wood on the outside. Obviously, the building needs to be painted as well. So I have various contractors that I'm meeting there over the next week to look at that and get a scope of exactly what really needs to be done right now. Again, the rotting frames on the windows certainly are of concern. We need to catch those before they get worse. So hopefully I'll have more of an update next week.
All right, thanks.
Do we need to
Sue, when you get when you get quotes on the roof, can you ask for a quote for putting up gutter, a half round gutter on the, across the front of the, where the standing seam roof comes down over the drive, because in our plan, we're going to have a gutter that will, a half round gutter that will go across the front and then go down a pipe that will go into a rain barrel.
So okay.
You can get a price on that. That'd be great.
Okay.
So would you like me to add an update on that for on next week's agenda?
Sure, please. That would be great.
And Judy, while you're at it and noting that, could you also just note that we'll give the the update on how to contribute an idea for the name?
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
Put that under you, Tara, under present?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Just a quick question. Would it qualify as an American Revolution battlefield?
More of... skirmish field. And the house and the street were really this. Oh, I don't know if anybody was in the backyard or not. It is what the reason it's the last remaining, other than the commons, I guess, and that was commons, not property. It's the last remaining property of the original fields, the properties that all convey. You've probably seen that map where they all come together and center on the creek in Newtown Borough. And it was the last house and remaining part of that parcel, that original parcel. And that's what gave it
Americans
his history.
Died on its soil in the defense of this country.
Well, I don't know if they died on the soil or not. So I don't know what's required.
But we do know that, Tara. We do know there was the skirmish.
We know that the skirmish, I guess, yeah. What I'm getting at is I don't know the requirements to make it an official,
to make it
battlefield.
Official.
Oh. That's what I'm getting at. Not whether or not they're worthy of honor or anything else.
I'll take that job.
Okay, thanks. All right, is that then, thanks, Sue. So I think we're on to the solicitor's report. Mike?
Thank you. We should report that the board held an executive session prior to this meeting to discuss two matters of potential or actual litigation, both of which will involve the two items that I have for this evening. One is the first item is the consideration of the zoning hearing application for 114 Jefferson Street, and whether or not council wishes to oppose this application and to authorize the solicitor's office to appear before the zoning hearing board on June 17th and oppose this application.
I'll make that motion. I move that Borough Council oppose the application for 114 Jefferson Street and authorize or send our solicitor's office to represent the borough to support the ordinance.
Second.
We've had a motion and a second. Any other members of council have any questions or comment? All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. All right.
The second item, which is not listed on the agenda, involves a property in the borough located at 101 South State Street. And there is consideration this evening for approval, ratification of an indemnification and hold harmless agreement between the borough and 101 State Street Ventures LLC LJPJ LP regarding the restaurant known as The Relic, again located at 101 South State Street in the borough. And just by way of background, purpose of this agreement was to allow this restaurant to open this weekend with a temporary certificate of occupancy. And the agreement memorializes what the property owner must do in order to come in compliance with the borough codes. And what they must do with regards to making application to HARB and possibly making application to the zoning hearing board. This agreement limited the space at the property that they could use once they open, but did allow them to use the inside space, and also details what will occur and the potential penalties if the property owner applicant does not meet the requirements in this agreement. So if we could have a motion to approve this agreement, that would be in order at this time. If
I so move.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, and I would note that the applicant did meet all the permit requirements for the interior of the building.
Correct.
They're not opening the interior without those permits.
Correct.
Any other comment or question?
One more comment. The building inspector inspected the building and assessed all appropriate fees and penalty fees for failure to comply with getting the permits timely. So that was brought current financially for the borough.
Any other comments or questions? All in favor?
Madam President, was not on the agenda. So it would probably be appropriate to ask if there is any public comment.
Thank you.
Not on the agenda. Right.
Thank you. All right. Do we have any public comment or questions? All right. I see no hands up and I hear no one. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any nays?
Nay.
Nope, one nay. Motion passes.
That concludes our report.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Mr. Clark. I'll entertain a motion to approve the professional services invoices for April 2021.
I move to approve the professional services invoices for April 2021.
I'll second. No, sorry.
We can do it.
All right. Any questions or comment? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Julia? EAC. Okay.
All right. Last month, I shared a draft of a request for proposal to hire a planner to help the borough update its open space plan and hope that you all had an opportunity to take a look at it. And at this point, I just wanted to know if anybody had any comments. And otherwise, I'd like to send it out and get some responses that can be reviewed, and we can contract with someone to help us write this.
I thought the proposal was good.
What was that?
Pardon? I just said I thought the proposal was good. It was thorough, complete.
All right, thanks, Sue. Do we have a motion?
Well, why don't you do it, Julia, then I'll second.
Okay. So to make a motion to send the request for proposals to select planners for helping the borough update its open space plan.
Second.
Any further questions or comment? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. All right. Nicole, personnel?
I'm here. Just give me a second.
Mm-hmm. And after you're done with that, you can move forward to rec board.
Okay. Sorry, I had my, I'm trying to multitask here. Give me a second. I'm in my car watching the baseball game and trying to count meetings. When the council meeting stuff's, no, I know. I had it, it's a long story. I'm here, I got you.
If you want to switch the two and just talk about rec board while you look for the personnel list, you can do that. Or if you want me to read the personnel list.
No, I got it. Yeah, no, it's on the agenda. Good. Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Sure. Sorry about that. We do have some open committee positions that have recently happened. We have one for HARB. We have one for Recreation Board Secretary, which that's actually been open for a while. We do have two for the Shade Tree Commission. We have one for UCC and UFC Board of Appeals. And we have, we actually are accepting additional members for an ad hoc traffic and parking committee. So thank you to all of our volunteers who've been volunteering. I will make a quick note that Charlotte Adcock is moving to Florida, hence the open HARB position. And I would like to formally thank him for his service and the time he gave to us.
Thanks, Nicole. And before you move on, I just want to note for the public that the UCC and UFC Board of Appeals position does have certain requirements, which those are on the website. So it has
correct
background requirements. Yeah.
Correct. Thanks. And then if we, you want me to move on to Recreation Board?
Yes, please.
Okay. So this past week, actually over the past 2 weeks, the donation benches have been installed at Linton Memorial Park. And we also have a brand new car in the playground as well. The memorial benches were partially paid for via donations. And one is in honor of Vince Zamuda, and one is in honor of Mara Duggan. So thanks to all the community members that did these donation benches and made it possible for us to have two beautiful new benches installed in the park. And thanks to Scott's All Season for doing the install of both the car and the benches.
All right. Thank you, Nicole.
You got it.
Okay. And Marv, Shaytree?
Well, I see that Ted is on the line. I'd welcome if you'd like to give an update on the activities of the last month, which were substantial, or let me know and I can do it.
Ted?
I'm not sure he has a mic. I think he said
he might be away from his monitor.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so May is a very good month for trees and for doing things with trees. So the two donated trees have been planted in Linton Park by the picnic table. Those were facilitated by Bucks Beautiful and donated both in terms of the trees and the labor involved by Colum Slota. I'd like to acknowledge that, and we'll have to look into the best way of sending appropriate thank you notes, thank mm-hmm. you letters. And then also the first installment of the work on the creek near the municipal parking lot. Five new trees were planted to help shore up, hopefully put down good new roots to stabilize the creek side, where we've had a number of tree deaths. Funds for the trees themselves were, again, a grant from Bucks Beautiful. And then we had, the labor was part of the budget. Good month for trees.
All right. Thanks, Marv.
Question for Marv.
Mm-hmm.
And also like to thank Ted, if he's hearing, for, you know, facilitating these things.
Can I have a question, please?
Yeah.
If there's dead trees in the sidewalk area between the street and the sidewalk, are we to notify the Shade Tree Commission, and do they notify the property owner to take that tree down if the tree is dead? What's the procedure?
I believe that would come whether, you know, from the Shade Tree Commission, I guess, certifying that it's dead, and then maybe the order might come from the, you know, borough hall itself.
Okay, I'll check with Ted this week on that tree. There's a couple of trees I have found that are dead. And also the tree that was installed by the Rotary in the municipal parking lot is dead. Is that our responsibility?
Are you talking about the memorial tree?
Yes.
The Edward Hicks tree. We have a Rotary member here. I don't know if he knows anything about that.
You
Ted's here. Yes.
I was told, I don't know who said this, but they don't want the tree around the tree taken out when the flowers stop blooming in fall. I kept an eye on the tree, but personally, I'd like to take the tree out and replant it in fall and be as gentle and as possible with the flowers around it. But so we do have an eye on that tree.
Okay. Yeah, you were going in and out a little bit there. You're talking about the Edward Hicks Memorial tree, correct? On the Rotary Triangle?
Yes.
Or a different tree?
That tree, the Rotary tree.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, Ted.
Sure.
All right. I was going to say something, Tara. Okay, sorry. I just wanted to kind of direct everyone to the new newsletter that came out. It has a lot of information in regards to trees, some of which I personally have maybe two trees in front of my house that we need to redo the mulch a little bit to make the trees more healthy. So I found the information to be very informative. So just for the community members, and I'm assuming Ted and Marv got that all put together, but there's a lot of good information in that newsletter.
Yeah, and Sue did submit information and as well, yeah, about the cones. So thank you for highlighting that, Nicole.
Yeah, thank you to everyone. Thank you, Sue.
Sure. All right. And I guess you can announce the street sweeping dates, Bob, because you're still here.
Yes, we had to move the street cleaning dates because the contractor had equipment problems, and we are now scheduled for the 16th and the 17th, which is a Wednesday and a Thursday, with a rain date of the 21st. And I sent an email to the chief this morning with copies to some of you to start posting, because we do reach the residents through the webpage and the newsletters and things, but we don't reach the business employees or the business guests. So I also shared that with Carol Richardson of the Mercantile Group, so we can alert people about if you're on north south, you got to drive park on east west, and then alternatively the other day. So we will try to get that notice out adequately so that we remove the cars from the curbs. We waited an extra month to clean the streets, and as we now have determined, it's now the appropriate time, and we're now scheduled. So that's the 16th and 17th.
Right. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
And I just want to, Tara, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, please go on. Yeah.
I just wanted to thank Bob and Sue or whoever figured it out to have the street cleaning on the days when the trash cans aren't on the street. So that was a good move. Thank you.
Well,
and even the rain date isn't, there's no trash. So even better.
You can thank Scott, myself, and Susan. We are having a problem with some trash haulers not picking up on requisite days. And if you see trash bins out on the street, it's because they're not picking up on the right days. So it's not the residents that are causing the problem, it's the trash haulers.
All right. Thanks, Bob and Sue. Did you have any update on traffic and parking, Bob, or is that what you wanted to move?
I'm going to hold that till next week.
Okay, great. Do we have any old business?
Well, my question ties into what Bob was just talking about. I'm not sure where we are with trash hauling and what the next steps are.
I know, Julia, you have gathered some information. You've had at least one preliminary information gathering meeting with a rep from one of the businesses.
Right. I met with, or had a phone conversation with someone from Waste Management. I put that up on in the share file for everyone to see a while back. Mm-hmm. I thought that when we had met, I had last discussed this a couple months ago, that the next step was a revision to our ordinance to permit us to consider this. And I'm not sure how far our solicitors have got with that. Mike, do you know?
I think, and I will have to check tomorrow and can report back, but I think we have started the draft of the ordinance, but I don't think it's finished at this point in time. But I can double check tomorrow and report back.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. I have several items of old business.
Okay.
Okay. The first is that I submitted the Watershed Restoration and Protection Program grant application this past Saturday to the state for a grant request of $102,000. And so everyone, please cross your fingers. The other item that got submitted last week was the E-code manuscript, which with all of the, actually there weren't a whole lot of changes, about two dozen errors that I had to fix in it, went back to general code. And what they told us was that we should be getting all the information we need for adopting the code sometime at the end of this month. So looking at the calendar and assuming we have to advertise normally, that would seem to be that we would be adopting the new code in August. That sound about right, Mike? So we would have to advertise it in July to adopt it in August.
Yeah, I think August might be a little ambitious with the advertising requirements, and but again, that's something we can check.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we might want to do it in September because if resident, this is a bigger thing than usual. And while nothing, you know, is deeply substantive, there are quite a few changes and residents may want to come in and take a look in between the advertisement and the adoption. So August is, I don't know, everybody is anxious to get away, particularly well, this summer.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, one of my concerns is, as we all know, that the ordinance, in particular, the zoning and SALDO chapters are a disaster at this moment because there are so many ordinance amendments that have occurred over the last, mm-hmm. you know, 15 years that have updated the ordinance to the point where if you need to do a review to find out if what you're doing requires you to go to the zoning hearing board, you really have to sit down and like go to the library and ask the librarian to go through all of the old ordinance amendments.
Oh yeah,
I already actually spoke with Frank. I said, just look in the manuscript. I know the numbering is wrong, but at least all the ordinances are there so that you can figure out what have we passed and what haven't we. And particularly with all the building that's going on right now, especially for those chapters, I think the sooner we get it done, the better, so that it's online. People can just, you know, sit in at home and say, all right, well, what's my side yard requirement in the BR2 district? And boing, there it is. Mm-hmm. Instead of having to wade through three documents and two pages and on two web pages and so on. So I know that there are certain requirements in terms of getting this advertised. I have no idea what the package we're getting from General Code's going to look like. I mean, the code is 662 pages long, seriously. So I don't know what this all will involve, but I think I would not be so worried about people coming back from vacation as to say when they come back from vacation, it'd be nice if it was all there, ready to go, and they and their contractor could figure out where they are.
So perhaps we can talk to General Code and see if we can get it also in a format, if there's a way to not just have a physical copy, but a digital copy, and if we're allowed to do that, and if that would work with an explanation, because you're also wading through, like you said, 600 pages, but most of that is what we had originally.
Well, right. But when they have a package, they have a way they deal with it. They send it to you with all the materials you need for adoption.
Right.
So I'm sure they have this all figured out.
Yeah, we'll ask them what people usually do and how what the best way to do it is. So, all right. Thank you.
Julia, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. If there are new sections affecting zoning and HARB, should we solicit their comments before a final approval?
All the zoning amendments and SALDO amendments we have already passed as ordinance amendments. We had to do that over the last year or so. We had two great big ones. And one was 25 pages long, one was a little shorter than that, because in order to move forward with that had to go through planning commissions, et cetera, et cetera. So those have already been done. The couple of changes of HARP were already done. There were a couple little changes that are gonna go into this that are didn't require that pre-process or whatever. I should, you know, mm-hmm. the other format to go through. Thank you. Yeah, most of them have already all, and you all have seen all the changes before.
And the various committees were solicited and gave input before we did that.
Right. Yeah, that too. Okay. Is there any other old business?
If I could just go back to this very quickly.
Hold on. Yeah, Mike?
So at a previous meeting, we were asked to take a look at the political sign ordinance part of the code. And we're going to be recommending some pretty significant changes to that that section of the code. So we will have something for you on that very shortly.
Okay, thank you. Any other old business? So
this was the unusual month where the work session is before the Planning Commission meeting, or mm-hmm. else I would have been giving you an update, but just want to remind everybody that this coming Monday will be the Planning Commission meeting and the continued discussion of the consolidated draft of the comprehensive plan.
Thanks, Marv.
And Marv, would you like me to put a Planning Commission update on the next Tuesday's agenda? Or
sure.
Okay.
Thanks. Any other old business? I have a question for council under new business. It is something that many municipalities are doing to recognize the difficulties that the LGBTQ community has faced and offer support for that community and that diversity and fly a pride flag. And every year more and more communities are doing this for the month of June. So my question is council interested in Newtown Borough doing this?
I will donate the flag.
Sure.
Yes.
I'm good.
Yes.
I got five. Somehow I missed somebody, but I don't know.
What flagpole will it be flying on?
Well, it will need to be, I would say, smaller than the American flag, and we need to look at what's the appropriate way. We have the three poles, the local, the American, the PWO, MIA, and the state flag. So I think looking at the proper flag procedure will be important. So I didn't look up what that would be. I figured if we weren't going to do it, then there's no point in me doing that. So if we are going to do it, then we just need to make sure it's put in the right place, like below what it needs to be below. And, you know, in it's a non-governmental flag. So it is different. And it's not, of course, United States flag.
To the extent that we need additional ropes or connections, I will also pay for that.
All right. Thanks,
which pride flag? I understand there are multiple pride flags now.
The classic old original rainbow flag.
Okay.
There is a new Philadelphia flag, which has this triangle on the pole side, which has not been formally adopted except for Philadelphia. And although New Hope Celebrates is going to incorporate that into their new flag, which is flying right now, and other trademarks for New Hope Celebrates, it's not widely accepted. So I agree with Tara that we should use the original well-known flag, which is flying over many United States embassies, consulates, and departments throughout the United States presently. Thank you, President Biden.
All right. Thanks, Bob. What we'll need to do, is determine where, and then the other piece, Bob, before you go ordering or purchasing anything, thank you for doing that, we'll need to determine the proper size. And it would need to be smaller than the US flag that we have up there, but obviously of a proper size, a dignified size, but a smaller size. So.
There's a flag store in Morrisville that I regularly do business with. So once we determine the size, then I will order the flag, I'll go pick it up and whatever additional attachments we need on the ropes. We may need additional buckles and things.
All right, thanks, Bob.
I'll go over to the Borough Hall tomorrow and look at it.
All right, thank you. Any other new business? Public to be heard. Oh, just Bob, sorry, yes. One more thing.
There were reports, and this is a true story, of bears in, one bear in Yardley and Lower Makefield, and they have captured the bear, but the reports say that there could be additional wildlife. We now have a fox on Penn Street, which is helping with the squirrel problem, but the bear was captured using donuts. And I have a suspicion that our mayor may have supplied those from Long Beach Island.
I would not waste good donuts on a bear, but thank you. Especially in Yardley.
We did have a bear.
The mayor might get upset with me for invading his territory.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for all you did.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right. Public to be heard?
John?
John Burke has his hand up.
John?
Hello. Good evening, everyone.
Hi, John.
Hello. I just wanted to follow up on the approach that I came in last month asking for some guidance. I know, Tara, you and I spoke briefly a couple weeks ago on the sign for Bill Cruisen.
And you sent me the information from Darian.
And I'm not looking for, obviously, direction tonight, but just want to encourage that we continue to look into this. I know, I think the solicitor, Michael, you were not here when I spoke, it was someone else, but we were going to do some research on that. And I do have the second document from the other borough here in Pennsylvania, Tara, that you and I spoke about.
Oh, okay. Terrific. That would be good.
I'll get that to you tomorrow. That's good. Actually renaming, which is not what we're looking to do, but it's a one page simple document. I figured all, and I know the Darien, Connecticut one was what we were looking to do. So hopefully that stuff is helpful. But I just ask that we continue to keep this alive and try to work on an approach that'll work for everyone.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm hoping to be able to have it as an agenda item next week, where it can, you know, we have some information that council can then take a look at, and we can have that discussion.
Sure. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
What is the corner, the street intersection that we're talking about?
It would be Norwood and Lafayette.
Are there one sign or are there two signs at that intersection? Or don't you know?
There's one for each block. So one's facing the Lafayette way and one's facing the Norwood way.
Are you talking about two signs or one?
One on top of all of them. So it would go the same direction as the top sign.
No, but then you're talking two signs on two poles?
No. There's just one pole there on the corner of Norwood and Lafayette. And then we would put the Bill Cruisen Way sign on top of that.
Going towards where he lived?
Yes.
What was interesting, and Tara and I talked about this yesterday, because we were talking about where the borough line is.
Right.
And is the sign in the borough or is it in the township?
Yeah, now the other corner is the township. This here is the borough where we place it. Yeah.
Okay. We were reviewing that intersection this week. So
right. No, good question. But yeah, it's in the borough.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Yeah. Thanks, so John. Please, I'll get that to you. But if you have any other questions, just reach out. But I appreciate your help.
Yeah, will do. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Anyone else? All right. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn. Second.
All right. All in favor? Wait. No, John's hand is still up. That's just still John. Okay. Aye. Any nays? All right. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.